It is time for Bridging the Gap, presented by Orange Partnership, where on the first Friday of each month, we'll meet local partners working together to close the communication gap between parents and their children and help all young people in our community live healthy and productive lives. This month, we are talking with Soteria Shepperson, co-founder and director of Grow Your World. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, everybody. This is Soteria.
And we've also got Caroline Hall, an ADAPT intern and senior at Cedar Ridge High School. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And first up, Orange Partnerships, a local coalition working for healthy communities, focused its efforts on enhancing protective factors that could reduce the likelihood of young people turning to substance use, which honestly is one of the things that I like most about what Orange Partnership does. It helps eliminate the whole like reactionary aspect of it and kind of gets to the root of the problem. Wonder if you could each introduce yourselves and then tell us how you originally got involved in this work.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to let the old head go first. That would be me. Orange Partnership has been such a crucial supporter of the work that we do. We work with students 12th graders, second through 12th grade. We have an array of different programs. And one of the hardest things is funding, as we know. And Orange Partnership has supported us, not just with funding, but also mentorship. The staff over there is pretty cool. Shout out to Bria, Guyon, and everyone there that thinks enough of what we're doing to value us. And yeah, just getting started, I think a part of my life, I've had Sophie and I, we've had mentors our entire life, and we still have them. And we like to talk to our young people about the power of knowing someone before you need them. And so that's just something that we try to do.
My name's Caroline. I'm an ADAPT intern with Orange Partnership. I've been one since my sophomore year, but I've been a part of the ADAPT program since middle school.
Okay, Caroline.
But it's just always kind of been a part of my life from middle school, and it's helped me grow in so many different ways, and help my peers in so many different ways. And so it's just been a really important part of my growth.
I see folks from the ADAPT internship program somewhat regularly doing this conversation. Beyond this conversation, what do you do as someone who's had this much experience in the program now? What are some of the other things that you do?
I run an Instagram account called Adapt and Thrive. Go follow. It's basically focusing on mental health. I realized that there was a lack of resources available to my peers specifically. And so I wanted to kind of reach them through something that they are already on. So I created this Instagram that has a lot of resources and ways to manage your mental health, because mental health is such a gateway to using substances. And so that's what I've been doing, but also so many other things as well. Yeah,
that's a space that needs a lot more positive information.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're doing great work there. We are highlighting the fact that January is National Mentoring Month. So I wonder if, Soteria, you could talk a little bit about the Grow Your World and what that offers and how positivity can impact young people's life and well-being.
Yeah, so our program, we like to strive for a ratio of 1 to 4, 1 student to 4 mentors, so to speak. And normally we have college students like Caroline, or you're about to be a college student. And we also have high school students. We're partnering with local businesses. And I remember I always tell this story, is the first time I met a Black female scientist, I was 30 years old. So it's something that I never even thought I could be, because no one I knew that looked like me was a scientist. And so those are some of the gaps we try to fill very early on, is putting people who look like our students in front of them. Normally the mentors, whether they are a near peer mentor is what we call it, or whether they're racially, sexual orientation, we have Spanish speaking families. We try to put we call it like cultural connectors, because sometimes it's just a vibe that you get, Caroline. Like, yeah, sure. You might be like, I don't like your vibe today, Soteria. And I'm like, well, you got 4 other people that you can go talk to. Be mad at that's me so today, because that's healthy too. And so Grow Your World does that. Like, we want our kids to feel. All of our programs are rooted in the emotion wheel. I don't know about you guys. We were just in here talking about kids, and I have a dog. And I will tell you, when I'm asking him how he's feeling, he's like, hmm. And it's kind of like talking to the kids. Like, how you feeling? fine. Fine can mean, you know, I'm mad. Fine can mean I just ate great food. And so we really try to empower them and give them language as well on, you know, what does that look like? And I think to be a healthy mentor, modeling just what real life looks like. And sometimes that's sadness, it's grief, it's frustration. And how do we deal with it in a healthy way?
Caroline, what about from the young person's perspective? What do you look for in mentorship?
Specifically for me, I have so many great mentors, and what traits I find in them is the fact that they don't treat me as someone who's inferior because I'm younger, mm-hmm. like someone who values my opinions. That's so important to me, and that also creates such a connection where I can learn more about them as a person. Learning a lot, like Soltaire was saying, learning about real life from their perspective is so important, and kind of being put in their shoes by hearing their stories is so, it also makes going into the real world so much less scary.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was so scared about going to college, but I've been talking to so many people. Anytime they ask me, what are you doing next year? They give me advice, and I really appreciate it. Yeah. I really appreciate any advice you can give me, and it's made the idea of going into college so much less scary.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I love that. And hearing you say that, I'm a first gen college graduate. And so I didn't know what was happening. And I have nightmares that I didn't pass. And my professors are still yelling at me. But I graduated in 2008. Mama, we made it. But hearing you say that, Caroline, one thing that we tell even our staff is it's so important to have young people like you help influence the way that we lead. Mm. Because you guys are leading right now. And I think selfishly, at this age, if somebody like somebody your age thinks I'm cool, I'm like, again, mama, we made it again, you know, because attention spans are crazy. You know, we're all life is life in. But to have those people early on to help guide you when things can be scary. And it's like we teach our kids, how do you move through scary things? My mom would always say, we don't rest in the valleys, we go through them. And so even though depression may hit or sadness may hit, what are the things that can help pick you up? And normally for me, that's community.
Sure.
And also great movies, because I love Melissa McCarthy. Yeah. Shout out to Melissa McCarthy.
Shout out, for sure.
It's the voice of Soteria Shepperson, co-founder and director of Grow Your World. And I finally stopped having it, but what is the deal with that dream where you didn't finish a class and college didn't actually count?
Why does that?
I bet I was 35 years old before I stopped having that dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got that to look forward to. I also just wanted to point out one of the funny things about mentorship is that if you're on the mentoring side, you're always learning from your mentees too in a way that's super obvious. And then there's also that, you know, I've got the perspective now of knowing that a lot of those mentorship relationships, even when they end, where you're not really talking to that person regularly anymore, it still influences you decades later. You still remember things from it. And the lesson that sunk in at the time changes over time. Yeah. And something that you didn't even realize you talked about suddenly comes back. It's an amazing connection that, that lasts beyond the actual mentorship, I feel like.
Yeah, it totally does. And I mean, shout out to Linda Lutz. She was a human resource department instructor at Wake Tech. And at that time I had lost my job, and you don't know about this yet, but you know you gotta pay bills and stuff, Caroline, right?
I had no idea how my parents
were doing. And I was just like, you know, I didn't feel a loss of hope, but I kind of did. And her mentality was like, if there's a problem, there's a solution abounds. And I hated it. But as an adult, I'm like, nah, we can figure that out. We can figure that out, you know? And so having people in your life that can believe you can be further than where you are, and the conversation was happening off air around believing in yourself. Mm-hmm. And one of my new mentors as well, India Clark, she says, be humble enough to lead. Mm. Be vulnerable enough to lead. And I think sometimes, you know, we're thinking leading is taking up space, but it's really just practicing life out loud.
This is the Bridging the Gap conversation presented by Orange Partnership. We don't have a whole lot of time left, and Soteria's got a song that we're going to listen to. So I wanted to go ahead and turn it over to Caroline. If there's anything that you wanted to mention that we have not gotten to yet, now is the time.
Well, one of the things we were thinking about was how youth can be mentors, because I think that that's really important. And I've really been finding that, especially in Orange Partnership, I'm an ADAPT lead intern. So I like help answer questions of people who are like just now coming into the internship. And it's so interesting to look at people, like I see myself in them and I feel like so like happy that they have a resource that I didn't have then. And I try to think about what I could have used. Even though the staff at Orange Partnership are amazing and I got so much from them. It's so great to have a perspective of someone who's gone through it. And so I think that for the youth who might be listening, it's really important to understand that the people coming up like behind you, like seeing yourself in them is really important to being a mentor. And understanding what you could have used, but also understanding that this is a different person and understanding their needs is really important as well. So I think that's
it's a delicate balance and and a developed skill, but it's also something that folks shouldn't feel intimidated about, because that experience goes a long way. That was the voice of Caroline Hall, ADAPT intern and senior at Cedar Ridge High School. And as I said, we are just about out of time, so I wanted to turn it over to Soteria Shepperson. Anything that you wanted to finish up with, and then you can introduce the song.
Yeah, growyourworld.org is where you can find us. Thank you again to Caroline, to the amazing Hill and Guyon and Orange Partnership for allowing us to be here. Shout out to all of our students, our staff at Grow Your World, and all of my mentors. This song is called Positively Driven. We believe that your art can help you make money, so reach out for us around entrepreneurship skills. And I think it's just a really fun song, Caroline. I love your feedback about it, and it's a good vibe and a good time. Check us out on YouTube.
Thank you for tuning in to Bridging the Gap, presented by the Orange Partnership, a community collaborative working to close the communication gap between parents and their children so all young people can live healthy and productive lives. Find more information at orangepartnership.org.
Let me hear you say, I am enough.
I am enough.
Let me hear you say, I am love.
I am love.
Let me hear you say, I am driven.
I am driven.
I am driven. I am expecting every star in my life to align. Every light in my life to shine. I have the foresight, the heart, the mind. I am changing the forecast. I am ready, and this time it will last, because I am present. I am here, and my song I'll sing. Help you re-envision your dream. I am embodying my why. I am soaring beyond the skies. I have a place in the world, and the world has a place for me. Driven right into my destiny. I am magic, miraculous, moved and motivated. I am able, awesome and alive. Here to receive the life I've awaited. Here to live and no longer escape it.
Been a long time, don't you ever let go. Don't you ever let go, don't you ever let go. Been a long time, don't you ever let go. Ever let go, ever let go.
Let me hear you say it.
This is for you and me, where we supposed to be. Driven and devoted, ain't got a gold dig, got a story told it. Felt the shame exploded, was feeling kinda hopeless. Growing, I should know this, open so I know this. Feeling kinda hopeless, growing, I should know this, open so I know this.
I am healthy. I am powerful. I am hope. I am Soteria.